Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, coming to you from all over the world. I get to see more bedsides than you could ever imagine. Millions of them, billions of them, all over the world. Every child on the world gets to see Mr. Candle standing on the bedside table, glowing and burning. Well, I was talking with Susie. And Susie is a very nice little girl, but Susie is five, and Susie is very inquisitive. Susie has her nose in everything that you can imagine. And Susie went into the bathroom, and she locked the door. And she opened up the medicine chest, and she looked in there, and she saw all the pills that her mother was taking. Her mother was taking pills for breast reduction. Her mother was taking pills for high blood pressure, and pills for low blood pressure, and pills for
stomach ache,
and pills for a pain in the neck. And she had a pill for everything that you could imagine, but they didn't have what it was for on the pill. It just had the name of the pill on the bottle. So Susie was very curious, and so she took out these pills, and she thought, now, isn't this interesting? And so she had a little bucket that she used when she was in the bathtub to put the soapy water, the clean water on her head, and she took that little pan, and she put it in the sink, and she dumped all the pills into the pan, and then she shook them up, and she says, wow, this is fun. And then her mother called and said, Susie, where are you? She says, I'm in the bathroom, Mommy. Well, come on, it's time for a snack. We're having a treat this afternoon. Yeah, I'll be there. The mother went up 10 minutes later. Susie, what are you doing? And the door was locked. And the mother said, Susie, never lock the door when you go in the bathroom. There's no need for that. You don't have to. But, Mommy, you always lock the door when you go in the bathroom. Well, yeah, sometimes I do. But there's no need for any of us to lock the door when we go in the bathroom. It's just not a good habit. Now, Susie, open the door and come on out, and let's have our tea. And Susie, I can't open it, Mommy. And Mommy says, all right, I have a special key here that I can open the door. And so she went to her bedroom, and she got the key from the bedside table drawer and put it in the bathroom door and opened it. And when she went in there, she says, Susie, what is that in the sink? Oh, Mama, that's all the pills that I found in the cupboard there. I thought I would put them all in the bucket here now. I'm going to add water to them, and I'm going to stir them around so that they'll all make a nice little, gel like I've seen you do with other things. You know, Susie, oh, Susie, come. Let's go down and talk about this now. So they went down and talked about it, and they had their tea. And Susie says, I'll have two lumps of sugar, please. And her mother said, okay. So they sat there around the kitchen table talking about tea and about pills and stuff. Mommy, what are all those pills for? And so her mother said, oh, they're just for things that I need to have sometimes. Well, Mommy, why do you have so many? Hundreds and hundreds of pills there in the bathroom. Why do you have so many? And, well, Susie, some are old and I should throw away, and some are ones that I use only on a rainy day, And so it's only when I feel bad that I take the aspirins, and only when I have a headache that I take this or that or the other thing. But what's all that other stuff? The pink ones and the orange ones and the blue ones and the black ones. But it's such a color, my goodness. Well, Susie, you got a good point there. It'd be a good idea to ask yourself why I take these pills. And Susie, I'm going to do something very special. I'm going to go to my doctor and I'm going to say, Doctor, here's my bucket of pills. I have no idea what they are. All I know is I got the empty bottles. Now, what do you recommend? Well, she went to her doctor, And she showed him the bucket, and he looked at it and said, yuck. And then he looked at the pill bottles. And he said, well, this one here you don't need anymore. This one here is out of date. This one here is for something that you had 3 years ago, and you don't have it anymore. The pills are still good, but the thing is you don't keep them around. And so forth. So, and when he got down to it, there was just the high blood pressure pill that was important for her. And he said, now, if you get rid of all these pills and just take the high blood pressure pill, you'll be a lot happier, and perhaps you won't have high blood pressure. Because all those pills contribute to giving you an unstable body. And she said, oh, yes, doctor said. All those pills, they do a variety of things, but some counteract each other, and some actually destroy each other, and some make each other are totally ineffective. And so I'd recommend that in your bedroom, you know, in your special drawer where you just have your personal things where nobody else goes in, not even the kids, you keep your high blood pressure pills. Because that's not something for everybody. It is not good for little children. And all the rest of the pills, I would just dump them and say, adios, amigos, and it's over with, you know, no longer necessary. So Mom came home from the doctor and said, Susie, come here. I want to give you the biggest, most wonderful hug I could ever give in the world. You did me a great favor, but I can't tell you you did me a great favor because I don't want you fooling around with pills, you know. But you did me a great favor. Quite likely, with me only taking one pill now, I'm going to feel a whole lot better, and you watch. Well, as the days went on, Mother did feel a whole lot better. And as the days went on, her high blood pressure went down, and she was back to normal. In fact, she was so balanced that it just amazed the doctor when she went in the next time. And he said, well, you've been taking a lot of those pills that I didn't even know you were taking because you didn't report them. And so they were counteracting your condition and causing high blood pressure in you. Now you're back to normal. And so how do you tell your little girl, 4 years old, 5 years old, that she did something good when she did something bad? So she just went with Susie into the bathroom and said, Susie, the medicine chest, that's not a place to play. That's where we keep the toothpaste and we keep the underarm deodorant and we keep all these things that are adults like to use. Now, kids, you lift up their arm and smell under their arm, sweet as can be. And you smell a kid's breath, it's just kissing sweet all the time, whether you brush it or not. Their breath is always sweet because they have the natural sweetness in. And Susie, you're just wonderful. You don't need any of that stuff. And the longer you don't need it, the better. And perhaps even your whole life. But Susie, you're a special, special girl, and oh, I love you so much. Let's go get some ice cream. And so they go down to the kitchen and they have some ice cream. Oh, hey, look, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust in his bag hanging from his waist there. See it? And look at that. He's come out with a new brand of pixie dust. It's called Multicolored Pixie Dust. And he takes it out of his bag, then he sprinkles it in the air, and it's like a rainbow dropping all over the bed. And now look, there goes Jimmy. He's falling asleep. There goes Jimmy. He's falling. And now you're going to fall asleep in a minute, too, so you better get your mommy and your daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Good night, good night. Oh, that was quick. My goodness, Mr. Sandman comes so quick sometimes. Well, boys and girls, I'll see you again, and have a nice evening, and have beautiful dreams, and remember that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.